Hey guys, Montel here, and welcome to this edition and another edition of Let's Be Blunt with Montel, where we discuss everything cannabis from policy to personal stories. We cover it all with no filters. In today's special episode, we're celebrating 420 with a purpose. We're talking about a cannabis festival with a heart supporting our veterans at the VFW. Before we get started, make sure you hit that subscribe button on your podcast platform to stay updated with the latest blunt conversations. And now, without further ado, I have the pleasure of welcoming two incredible guests to the show today, Marie Fonseca from the Great Barrington Dispensary and Valerie Angel, volunteer general manager for the Great Barrington VFW. Welcome, Marie and Val. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. You know, I always do this, and I'm going to ask you both. Let's start with you, Val. Take me back. Tell me a little bit about your history, where you grew up, and how you got to where you are today.
I was born and raised in Great Barrington. My grandparents were a big influence in our little town here. They were really big in giving back to the community and stuff. My grandfather was in the Army, and he led all of our parades in Great Barrington. So the veterans and stuff are near and dear to my heart. So that kind of got me involved with every Memorial Day. We would have to dress up his horse, and he would lead the parade every year. So his grandchildren had it all instilled in them, you know, the respect for our soldiers.
That's excellent. And Marie, what's your background? Where'd you come from? How did you get to this spot today?
So I live in Miami, but I'm back and forth. So I run the store up here. I started in the real estate side of the cannabis business. So I was doing acquisitions and expansions for a company. And when we obtained this store, we started to open this store. It became very hands-on for me. I was doing a lot more of the operations. And so it just kind of became like my baby. And so now I'm up here pretty much full time. I still go home and split my time, but now I run the store up here.
And tell me about, we've got to back up for a second and remember that our viewers are around the world. We have people tuning in from places as far away as Australia and the UK. So up here is where?
Is in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, in the Berkshires.
Okay. And your store is?
The Great Barrington Dispensary. And okay. It's a very special location. We were the very first cannabis business to get approval on the National Historic Registry. So it's a historic building from 1851.
That's incredible. And now somehow the two of you come together, like minds, and decided to put together a festival, which is called the 420 Festival of Great Barrington, VFW. Could you share it with our listeners just how this partnership came about and what you aimed to achieve?
So when I came to town, I was doing things with the store and I started meeting a lot of people in the town and doing different things in the community here. It's a very tight-knit, small community and people really take care of each other here. It's really incredible. And they welcomed me with open arms. And I host the bowling league here. And so I was at the bowling alley and one of the guys said, "Hey, did you hear what's going on with the VFW?" "No." And so he explained to me that the VFW was basically on the verge of bankruptcy because of the COVID lockdowns and they needed some type of rescue. And so he promised that he would introduce me to the person that was running it, but I know how guys work sometimes. So I just showed up there the next day and I met Val. And then 8 days later, we had our first event.
And the first event was what?
First event, we just did it small because the commander was very nervous. He did not want cannabis on the property. He was very opposed to cannabis. He was very nervous. So we had to convince him. And so it was about, we ended up with about 100 people that showed up. We did the first annual cornhole tournament. And it ended up being about 100 people that showed up. I got some of my vendors to come so that people could sample the products and enjoy their day. And about halfway through that event, the commander was like, "Okay, when's the next one?" So that was really exciting.
And so you're about to hold, what is this, the first annual or the second? I mean,
we did the cornhole tournament, and then we did, we've done a couple dab and darts. They have a dart league there at the VFW. So we'll have like a bonfire and people can try dabs out there at the bonfire. And then we held a big Harvest Cup in October. And that one, we had about 500 people attend. It was incredible in this tiny town. So that one was very successful. And now we're doing the very first 420 event. There hasn't been a 420 event here in this area before.
And tell me about how our listeners and people in the area can figure out how to come. Is there a cost? Is it free? What's going on? Explain the event.
So we ask for a $20 donation and all proceeds go directly to the VFW. All of my vendors volunteer the product that they're donating to it. And they also volunteer their time to bring staff out to meet people and things like that. All the people that are working it are volunteer. And all dollars that are involved go directly to the VFW. We do have an Eventbrite link, which we can share with you. I believe Melanie has it.
Please don't share it right now. Let our viewers.
I don't have it off the top of my head. Sorry, it's the Eventbrite link. You can go to Eventbrite Great Barrington 420 Festival, and you can find it there. And even if, let's say that somebody's in Australia and they're interested in doing something to help the VFW, they can go on there and purchase a ticket for $20 on Eventbrite. And that ticket, the proceeds go, the total $20 goes directly to the VFW. So the more $20 tickets we can sell, the more money the Great Barrington VFW will have to exist.
And Val, take us back to the essence of the VFW and Great Barrington. What does this historic place kind of represent for you and to the veterans?
I think the Great Barrington VFW represents, that's where our community gets together. Happy times, sad times. That's where we all come and get together and celebrate, mourn. And it's just a big part of our community. It always has been. And now more than ever, because we have all different kind of communities coming together now, like our town's getting bigger and stuff. So I just want to keep it going and keep it a community place and also the safe haven for our veterans to go to.
And now this is not only just a 420, consumption event. This is an event that are you providing any educational tools? I mean, there's so much misinformation and bad information out there when it comes to cannabis. Do you take a moment in the day to do tutorials or at least let people know something? Do you put on presentations? What?
Well, something with the cannabis, I have to say, is for me, I find it's been a medicine. It's saved a lot of people's lives going down, using cannabis and medical. And I've been trying to bring that to the veterans' minds, because they're kind of programmed a certain way. Because my veterans are older. I got like the 75s to the 100-year-olds. So, a lot of them are having aches and pains, and I'm trying to tell them to try different CBDs and stuff.
But do you put on a tutorial? Like, well, somebody can come at 1 o'clock or at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's going to be a lecture where they can sit there and learn, or is it just a matter of going around to each one of the individual vendors and trying to rely on bud tenders to tell you things?
So what we do is this. So we don't have timed lectures or anything like that, but each vendor provides a tent, a booth with their products. And they have their representatives, the people that can educate the people about what that product does for you, how you can use that product and things like that. And then, yes, of course, there's opportunities to try that product. They'll show them how to use it, how much to consume of it, things like that. But you can learn directly. Like, we'll have actual growers from different brands that are there that can explain the strains and what those strains do. What is the lineage of this? What are the phenotypes? There's a lot, for a lot of people that are not in this industry, when you start learning about like trichomes and phenotypes and all this stuff, it just seems a little overwhelming. And so this way they have an opportunity to learn what those things are and how those things can impact them.
Okay. All right. But again, there's not a lot. So you told me how people get tickets. One more time, let the public know how they can get a ticket.
So they can go to Eventbrite. And then they can go to the 420, the Great Barrington VFW 420 Festival.
And if cannabis companies have not reached out to be a participant, how do they get to participate?
So cannabis companies, how I have selected the vendors is any vendor that I have in my store, they're invited to do these events. For me, as a buyer, there's a lot of brands out there. And I think that the brands need to be part of our community too. If you want the community to consume your product or you know, enjoy your product, you should be part of the community as well. And so the vendors who don't participate in our community events don't typically stay on my menu very long.
Got it. And, you know, is there music? Is there other things that are going on? What else is happening at this event?
Yeah, we have bands throughout the day. So there'll be live music all day. So it's fun. People can dance. They can just enjoy the music. They can sit down and just vibe out. The property is 17 acres and it's absolutely gorgeous. So you have this huge space where everybody can just enjoy themselves and you can sit and relax in very quiet time. You can go closer to the stage and enjoy the music, or you can, you know, hop around from booth to booth and try things. There's also going to be food trucks there. We have a local restaurant in town in Great Barrington here, a barbecue restaurant, and they're going to be there with a booth feeding everyone, which is going to be great. And then Val got an ice cream truck for us. So that's really exciting too.
So one more time, why don't you give out the address of the location of the VFW for those out there who don't know?
800 Main Street, Great Barrington, Massachusetts.
Okay. And one more time, Marie, why don't you tell me the address of your store?
We're at 454 Main Street, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And when you come to town, it's great because you have the Great Barrington Police Department and there's a brand new Rotary in town and we're up on the hill in the big castle historic building that sits right there as center town.
That is super. And, you know, do you intend to make this an annual event?
We do intend to make this an annual event, but we're also expanding on it. In the planning process for this event, there's a local glass company here in town, and they're part of it. So we got together to get the glass blower that's going to be at the event as well. He's going to be making pipes on site and stuff like that for the day of our event. And when we did it, we decided with them, because they sell like clones and seeds and what have you, we don't sell that at our store. And so they wanted to do like a get your garden started for the spring to bring everybody out since it's been like a harsh winter. And so we're doing on March 30th, we're doing a spring festival so that everybody can start their gardens and start growing their cannabis plants and learn how to plant them and things like that. And we're going to do some dab bars and things like that at that event as well.
That's incredible. I want to remind all of our viewers and listeners that, you know, 100% of the proceeds from this event will go to the Great Barrington VFW. So if you want to support a really good cause, please make sure you show up. Ladies, I wish I could be there this year, but my schedule is kind of insane. So I'm not going to be able to get up there. However, some my staff will probably come by to just say hello and, you know, shake a hand or two.
That's awesome.
They did say that they were going to try to do to bring out some of the product. We have your product at the store now. So if you're looking for Montel's products, you can get them at our store at Great Barrington Dispensary.
Inspired by Montel, you're right, for sure.
Yes. So, but they said that they would be able to bring out some of the things for people to try at the event as well.
Now, I know that you guys are doing these incredible cannabis-related events, but you're doing other things in the community also, right, Marie?
Yeah, so we sponsor the weekly bowling league. This is because it is a small town, there's not a lot going on at night. So there's not really a place for everybody to gather on a daily basis. So there is a bowling alley. It's a historic place. It's really incredible. So I sponsor the bowling league every week and everybody goes there and it's like a hangout place for everybody to get together. And then because it is such a tight knit community, you tend to, like, as soon as you get to know someone, you can do some kind of work with them. And so, like, Ryan Larkin is a local here and he has a sign business, but he also is our snowplow guy now. And he's a racer. He races. He has Larkin Racing. So we sponsor his race car also. So that's exciting. And this stuff is all new to me. I've never done bowling. I've never done racing. And now we're part of the Granock Country Club. We're sponsoring the ninth hole for golf now too. So we got a lot. Everybody's been really welcoming to us just to let us be part of everything that they're doing.
And Val, you guys doing anything extra out of the VFW?
Like I said, we have the baseball stuff coming up with the bingo. We're trying to, you know, get the kids involved. We're doing a big Memorial Day parade. So we didn't have one last year. So we're working on that. That's been, you know, huge. Like I said, my grandfather used to lead that parade. So they let me know that I guess I'm going to be leading a, oh, a horse without a soldier on it this parade. So that's going to be big for me and my family, because my grandmother actually started our family business, which is a garbage business, Roger Trucking, in 1945 when my grandfather was at war. She went around and grabbed all the garbage for the ladies and stuff, and that's how our family business started. So giving back to the community and being part of the community is huge for my family and stuff. So if we can give back, that's what we try to do, because our community is special here for sure.
That's incredible. That's incredible. I'm so happy for the two of you. You know, I and what has been, you know, the response from the veterans in your community?
It's been really positive. After the last couple of shows or whatever, they've actually been coming to the events, which is a plus, you know, because I want them to see, you know, I think they've been kind of confused or whatever with certain things, aspects, but they've definitely done a turnaround, you know, because I've tried to explain to them, like, you can put 10 people in a room with all the weed they can smoke, and then, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to still have a bunch of happy people. You put a bunch of people in a room with a bunch of alcohol, and I'm not sure it usually turns out the same way. And they've kind of been seeing that, you know, and things are changing around here. The, you know, young adults aren't drinking like they used to and stuff. And we got to figure out different ways, you know, to get people to come to the VFW and stuff. So we have Old Yankee Street Rods, which is a huge car show. I tried to let like the baseball team is doing a bingo this weekend, music bingo. So we try to get all the different aspects of the community involved. Like Marie's been so good with like the locals that are have little businesses that are trying to make it around here, because it's been kind of tough, and she's given them a hand up. You know, she's helping them up and helping the community. She's been one of the best supporters for our VFW, and we appreciate it more than she knows.
Not only do you have cannabis people there, but you have other vendors that'll be there giving out products. Do you have any food vendors and things like that?
Yeah, we have, so Mama Lowe's Barbecue is here in Great Barrington. These are amazing guys, and they actually cook their barbecue every day. They're like Memphis-style barbecue. It's really good. And so they'll be there with a booth. We have the ice cream truck, and we have, there's a few others that we're not exactly certain on who's all the way in yet, but there'll be several vendors for food there. We have Berkshire Glass and Grow. It's a small company. It's a very small business. It's two brothers that own it here in town. And they sell glass and accessories for cannabis. And it's just a tiny little store, but they are really big on doing things for the community too. So they're going to be there, and they'll have items on display, but they have one of their glass blowers that's going to be there making pipes and bongs and what have you there. And then there's another gentleman, Val can tell you more about him. He takes, he does a lot of hunting. And so he takes the bones and turns them into pipes and things. So he's going to have those there. These events are really special, because this town is very special. And when you come here, you know that. But our first one, with only 8 days of planning, we got about 100 people. But when we did that Harvest Festival, a couple months later, it was just about 500 people that showed up.
And what are the numbers you're expecting for this one?
So my goal is 2,000. That is my goal.
Congratulations. If you put 2,000 people to come, that's going to be quite a nice little lift. That'll be what, $40,000?
$50,000 for the VFW.
For the VFW, yeah. So I'm going to scream real loud. Make sure everybody in the Great Barrington area, if you're listening, make sure you tell a friend and come on out. Marie, Val, I got to tell you, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. It's been a really absolute honor to have you both share your story and the incredible work that you're doing right now in Great Barrington. So we want our listeners to make sure, if you want to be a part of this amazing cause, we'll link the Evan Bright tickets and donation options in the episode's description. And remember, 420 is not just about lighting up. It can be a beacon, but a light guiding us all towards a community of support and love. So thank you all for being here. With that, folks, I'm going to say, let's keep the conversation going. Stay blunt. About all of your truths. Signing off right now, this is Montel Williams. Don't just celebrate 420, make an impact with it. Until next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay blunt. Ladies, thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Montel. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. You be well. And you guys stay well too.
Thanks for joining me on Let's Be Blunt with Montel.
Please make sure you're subscribed and hit the bell to be notified when new episodes post each week. We'd love to hear your feedback also, so please send us your comments.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Larry Mishkin, and I'd like to invite you to join Rob Hunt and me on our weekly podcast, The Deadhead Cannabis Show. Each week, we explore the latest cannabis and jam band news and reminisce with other deadheads and jam band lovers about the great musical acts that we've seen and heard. Check out a new episode every Monday.